Namaste and welcome to all the participants of Easy Ayurveda Gurukula, yet another session. So today it marks important occasion for all of us, since we are into the 50th episode of Easy Ayurveda Gurukula. So thanks to all our participants and the family of Easy Ayurveda for being here time and again in each and every session, and being a part of this wonderful journey from first episode to the 50th episode today. So we'll be having a special episode, two presenters for the first time presenting on the same topic. Today's topic will be Sandhigata Vata. So Dr. Saujanya has covered this particular topic in the previous episodes, one of the previous episodes, but she will also be introducing us to this topic today. So before that, on behalf of Easy Ayurveda, so hearty welcome to all the participants of Easy Ayurveda Gurukula to the 50th episode with a big namaste. Today we have Dr. Saujanya Jay and Dr. Rajinikanth Patil sir with us. May I take the privilege of inviting on board both Dr. Saujanya Jay and Dr. Rajinikanth Patel for the 50th episode of Easy Ayurveda Gurukula. So very happy sign is these two speakers, being good teachers and also good practitioners, have been associated with Easy Ayurveda Gurukula platform and also Guru Bodha platform from the first episode to the 50th episode in Gurukula, and also have been integral part of the Easy Ayurveda group. So hearty welcome to Dr. Saujanya Jay first. Namaste, Dr. Saujanya. Namaste. And welcome to Easy Ayurveda Gurukula. So let me briefly introduce Dr. Saujanya, who needs no introduction. We all know her without wasting much time. So she has completed her Ayurveda BMS and also MD in Ayurveda, so in the subject of Kaya Chikitsa. So currently pursuing her PhD in the same subject, working as associate professor in the Department of Kaya Chikitsa, STM Institute of Ayurveda and Hospital, Bengaluru. With a small introduction, once again, welcome Dr. Saujanya.
Namaste.
Next, I would like to invite on behalf of all of us, Dr. Rajinikanth Patel. Rajinikanth Patel.
Namaste.
Namaste and welcome to the session. So brief introduction about Dr. Rajinikanth Patel. So he is the chief Ayurveda consultant at Agnivesh Ayurveda Hospital, Surat, Gujarat. So he has dealt with many complicated cases, and he has also presented many sessions, just like Dr. Saujanya, many sessions in our Easy Ayurveda Gurukula. So today he will be presenting an interesting topic too. So Dr. Saujanya will be presenting the topic, a critical review on Sandhigata Vata, a study. And following that, we'll have presentation of Dr. Rajinikanth Patel, who will be presenting on the topic, different treatment approaches in comprehensive management of Sandhigata Vata.
Good evening, yeah. One and all. I'm moving into the presentation, a critical review on Sandhigata Vata case study. So before moving to the topic Sandhigata Vata, since it is a part of Gata Vata, a brief introduction about Gata Vata I'll be dealing here. So Gata Vata are Sthana Vishesha Vata Vyadi, means the Vata Vyadi based on the sites of manifestation. How does this Gata Vatas manifest? Mainly due to etiological factors, which already I had detailedly explained in my previous session, that is Ruksha, Sheetan, Palakvanna, Vyavayati, Prajagaraiti, and so on, there will be vitiation of Vata Dosha, that is Vata Prakopa, which affects the particular site of the body where there is Kavaigunya, means the sites which are prone to get disease, that is called as Gata Vata. In case of Sandhi Gata Vata, Sandhi is mainly related to skeletal system, that is joints. It is one among the upadhatu gata vata. Here the vitiated vata gets lodges in the major and minor joints of the body, and thus the Sandhigata Vata manifests. These are the references of Sandhigata Vata. Moving into the topic of understanding what is Sandhigata Vata exactly, the vitiated vata affecting the skeletal system, especially the joints, can be termed as Sandhigata Vata. The main lakshana, that is signs and symptoms, are as ವಾತಪೂರ್ಣ ಧೃತಿಸ್ಪರ್ಶ ಶೋಥಃ ಸಂಧಿಗತೆ ಅನಿಲೆ ಪ್ರಸರಣ ಆಕುಂಚನಯೋಃ ಪ್ರವೃತ್ತಿಶ್ಚ ಸ ವೇದನಃ. ಸೊ ಹಿಯರ್ ಡ್ಯೂ ಟು ವೇರಿಯಸ್ ಕಾಸಿಟಿವ್ ಫ್ಯಾಕ್ಟರ್ಸ್ ದ ವಾತದೋಷ ವಿಲ್ ಗೆಟ್ ವಿಷಿಯೇಟೆಡ್ ಅಂಡ್ ಇಟ್ ಮೇನ್ಲಿ ಲಾಡ್ಜಸ್ ಇನ್ ಸಂಧಿ ದಟ್ ಇಸ್ ಮೇಜರ್ ಜಾಯಿಂಟ್ಸ್ ವಿಚ್ ಕಾಸಸ್ swelling. The nature of swelling will be on palpitation. We can feel that it is filled with air, that is vata, and affected person experiences a severe pain on various movements of joint. For example, if it is knee joint, during the flexion and extension, the person experiences the severe pain. This is called as sandhigata vata. The main line of treatment which can be attributed here is ಸ್ನೇಹ ಉಪನಾಹ ಅಗ್ನಿಕರ್ಮ ಬಂಧನ ಉನ್ಮರ್ದನಾನಿ ಚ ಸ್ನಾಯು ಸಂಧಿ ಅಸ್ಥಿ ಸಂಪ್ರಾಪ್ತೆ ಕುರಿಯಾತ್ ವಾಯುವಾವ ತಂದ್ರಿತಾಹ. ಸೊ ಸ್ನೇಹನ ಇಟ್ ಇಸ್ ಇಂಟರ್ನಲ್ ಅಂಡ್ ಎಕ್ಸ್ಟರ್ನಲ್ ಓಲಿಯೇಷನ್ ಥೆರಪಿ, ಉಪನಾಹ ಪೌಲ್ಟಿಸ್ ಥೆರಪಿ, ಅಗ್ನಿಕರ್ಮ ಕೌಟ್ರೈಸೇಷನ್, ಬಂಧನ ದ ಬೌಂಡಿಂಗ್, ಅಂಡ್ ಮರ್ದನ ಇಸ್ ಮಸಾಜ್ ಥೆರಪಿ. ಸೊ ಬೇಸ್ಡ್ ಆನ್ ದ typical signs and symptoms of severe pain, that too which affecting the joints and swelling, it can be interpreted to a condition called as osteoarthritis, which is a degenerative condition in a modern sense. So I'll be taking a case study to explain how one avastha of sandhigata vata can be dealt with, because in case of osteoarthritis or sandhigata vata, there may be different features and different avasthas, that is different phases where the person comes to us. There may be only pain, there may be only swelling, there may be swelling with pain. So being physicians, we have to decide in which phase we have to get which treatment. Here I will be taking a case of one phase of sandhigata vata. So moving into the case study, here specifically the janu sandhigata vata, that is osteoarthritis of knee joint. A female subject aged 56 years, known case of hypertension since 4 years, was under medication Losar H40. Once in morning and once in night, and hypertension was under control with not known case of diabetes mellitus or any systemic illness, with no history of surgery or trauma, approached my OPD with the complaints of pain in bilateral knee joints since 1.5 months. She had attained her menopause at the age of 50 and postmenopausal and premenopausal symptoms was not there in the female. Familial history was not contributory. Occupational history, she is a homemaker. On examination, general examinations were intact. The CVS, RS, CNS, GIT, integumentary system, urogenital system were absolutely intact. Moving into musculoskeletal system, the gait was antalgic. Arms and spine examination was intact with normal range of movements. In legs, right and left metatarsophalangeal joint, ankle joint, hip joints were intact. The right and left knee joint, on inspection, there was no swelling, no scars, deformity or ulcerations. On palpation, there was more tenderness in right knee joint compared to left knee joint. Crepitations were present, but there was no swelling or increased in temperature. Special tests were intact, which means that there is no problem or any injury to ligaments or meniscus. And it typically suggestive of degenerative changes in the knee joint. Range of movement was painful but not restricted, where the movement were painful in right knee joint more than left knee joint. Moving into Ashtasthana Pariksha, all were Prakrita, Agni was Madhyama. Blood and urine investigations were done based on routine checkup, which was normal, but X-ray showed reduced joint space more in right than left knee joint, suggestive of degenerative changes. There was no osteophyte formation or any other changes. So the line of treatment planned on 3rd 2022 during the OPD visit was advised admission with the plan of Janubasti, Sadhyobarechana, Yogabasti schedule with initial Rukshana Karma for 1 to 2 days. And on examination, all these parameters were there, where BP was in control phase. Since the patient wanted 1 week time to come for admission, on OPD basis, Trayodashanga Gugulu 2 TID after food was advised with Sandhirin external application to bilateral knee joints. So after a week on 10th, patient admitted in the IPD basis, where first and second day Sarvanga Dashamula Parisheka, Sarvanga Udvartana with Ola Kulatadi and Rasna Chuna was adopted, where patient felt lightness all over the body and appetite got regularized. On the third day for Vatanulomana, to get the Gati of Vata to normalcy, Sarvanga Abhyanga with Mahanarayana Taila followed by Nadi Sveda was done, where Sadhya Varechana was given with Gandharva Hastadi Eranda Taila 60 ml and 100 ml warm milk, where 6 Vegas were observed with no adverse effect. Whereas on palpation, tenderness was more in right than left and crepitation was present, ROM painful, not restricted. From the day 3, that is 13th onwards, Janu Basti was planned with Mahanarayana Taila to bilateral knee joints. Dashamuladi Niruha Basti with Anuvasana Kshirabala Taila and PTG 40 ml was planned. Orally started with Radhashanga Guru, Kshirabala DS, 111 after food, Anuloma DS at night, and Ashwagandha capsule 1 at night. So during the course of admission, the BP was monitored. It was under control within 120, 130 to 80 by 90 mmHg. Whereas the reduction in pain was noticed from day 4 to day 9 as this follows. So day 4, there was reduction in 30% pain, but on palpation, the tenderness and crepitations were present and range of movements pain was there. On day 5, pain was reduced by 50% subjectively. On examination, tenderness has been reduced. But it was more in right to left and crepitation was reduced comparatively. Range of movements was quite painful but has been reduced from the day 1. During 6th, 7th, 8th day, patient subjectively 60 to 70% reduction in pain was there. Even tenderness was there only on right knee joint, where left knee joint showed there was less tenderness or no tenderness. Crepitation was same. ROM pain was slight reduced from the previous day. On 9 to 10th day, pain reduced by almost 80 to 90% on palpation, tenderness was not there. On range of movement, patient said there is no pain. All the movements could have happened, that is flexion, extension, without pain and restriction, but crepitation was slightly present. So after this course of IPD, I had discharged the patient with advice of Trayodashanga Gugulu, 2 TID after food, Kshirabala DS, 1 TID. Anuloma DS 1 at night and Ashwagandha capsule 1 at night. Has advised to continue Mahanarayana Taila external application for bilateral knee joints followed by hot water fermentation for almost 15 days. So patient came for first follow-up where there was no relapsation of pain, quality of life was improved. On palpitation, tenderness, crepitation was not there, range of movement, there was no pain, absolutely. So for the next follow-up, I had stopped Anuloma DS and has continued the same medicines with BD dose. Second follow-up was on 7th. Again, a pain was not relapsed. Quality of life was improved. Patient was absolutely normal and she was very happy. So I had told them to continue the medicines for 3 months and has to stop after that and to continue the external application lifelong. And I had also instructed, by chance, if pain relapses, please come back. On call, patient said the pain has not relapsed and she is very happy right now. So this is about a phase of osteoarthritis where there is evident pain in knee joints, which is recent onset. Thank you.
Well, thank you, Dr. Saujanya, for introducing us once again to the Sandhigata Vata concept and also for presenting such a good case of Sandhigata Vata, wherein Janu Basti, Yoga Basti and other good medicines were given. So we'll discuss that in the discussion session. So may I kindly invite Dr. Rajnikant Patel now, with thanks to Dr. Saujanya for the presentation. So may I invite Dr. Rajnikant Patel for his presentation. Dr. Rajnikant Patel, over to you, sir.
Yes. Yes. So first of all, I would like to thank EJ Ayurveda for inviting me on this wonderful session of 50th episode of Guru Kula. And thank you very much to the Madam, Saujanya Madam, for sharing the beautiful case and with a follow-up, long-term follow-up. That is the most important thing. So I will be continuing the same thing with a different approach, what I understood till now. So thousands of years of human observation and trial and error are always far more greater than the 6 months of great experiments in the lab. So we must always respect our Samhita and Shastra. We have all the answers in our Samhita and Shastra. So before going to the subjects, let's have a little bit info about what osteoarthritis is according to modern science. So osteoarthritis is a chronic condition of the joints in which the cartilage cushioning the end of the bone gradually loses. And due to this, its elasticity and it wears away. So it is the simple thing to understand what is osteoarthritis. So each bone has a cartilage at their end. So the cartilage tissue getting lost or getting teared, which leads to the pain, inflammation, stiffness in the joints. And this disease is called as a osteoarthritis. So it can occur in any body parts or joints of the body. But most commonly it develops in the weak joint, like elbow joint, knee joint, like that. Also in hip joint and your spine, it is very less, we see. So now when we see the modern definition of osteoarthritis, it mentioned that the cartilage cushioning the ends of the bone gradually loses its elasticity and wears away. So here the Vata Prakopa is very severe, so that it is causing Sankocha in the local area. So Sankocha is nothing but getting size reduction or to getting anything which gets shrunken or anything which gets tear apart, that is called Sankocha. And Sankocha is Vayu Prakopa's first Lakshana. When we read the Vata Prakopa's this Lakshana in the Charak Samhita, they say Sankocha Parvanam Stambhanam. So anywhere in the body where the normal structure is getting shrunken or it is getting teared, it is mainly Vayu is the responsible. So any kind of joint pain or this osteoarthritis, it is due to Vata, that is confirmed. Then here we can use Sandhani Dravya also, because we need to unite the broken thing or we need to unite the damaged cartilage so that we can reduce the inflammation, stiffness and pain. So this is, I think, very clear. Osteoarthritis, what is osteoarthritis according to modern science and how we can interpret it through Ayurveda, that we have seen. So Lakshana of Kupit Vayu, same I have told in previous slides, Sankocha Parvanam Stambho Bhede Asthanam Parvanam Api. It is from Charak Chikitsa Asthan Vatvyadi. So same, what osteoarthritis is there, nothing but Vata Prakopa, general feature. So osteoarthritis is linked to an imbalance of Vata Dosha, which governs the movement and... Okay, so osteoarthritis is linked to an imbalance of Vata Dosha, which governs the movement and circulation in the body. So this one thing is confirmed. So whenever we want to focus in this disease, we need to highly focus on Vata Dosha followed by Pitta and Kapha if any symptoms are there. Otherwise, our main focus will be on Vata. Now, this is I am talking about principle, how our practical approach should be there when patient comes with a pain and pain for OPD. So these are the basic points we should keep in the mind. So it is also associated with Asthi Dhatu Kshaya, that we also seen that the cartilage is getting damaged. Okay. So now cartilage is being coined in Ayurveda as Tarunasthi. So all the material which is similar in bone, this thing like ligaments, tendon and cartilage, these are called Tarunasthi. So a term that signifies a reduction in the bone density leading to a joint pain and stiffness. So here Asthi is getting damaged. Tarunasthi is getting damaged. Asthi is nothing but an actual bone. Tarunasthi is ligaments, tendon and cartilage. So in osteoarthritis or Sandhigat Vata, all these structures are getting damaged. So these are the symptoms according to modern science, that the patient with osteoarthritis will present with a pain in the joints. Either it will be unilateral or bilateral will be there, difficulty in the movement, tenderness will be there, cracking sound will be there. We say crepitation in the joints and stiffness in the joints. Okay, so these are the symptoms according to modern science, that these are the patient coming with osteoarthritis means they will be having these features. So in Ayurveda, we must focus on these four diseases when we get a patient with a complaint of pain in the joints. So Sandhivat and Amvat, we all know. Mostly we feel that Sandhigat Vata and Amvat is almost similar, but it has a very huge difference in between Sandhigat Vata and Amvat. Okay, that we will be discussing. Then the third one is a missing concept in day-to-day practice when we say Ayurveda doctor practicing this thing. So Dushivisha is the very major this thing that we need to keep in our mind. The last one is the Vishtabdha Ajina. So in these all four diseases, we can have a patient complaining pain in the joints. Now we need to rule out or we need to make a conclusion that among these four, which one is patient suffering from? Because all four treatment are very, all the different. Sandhigat Vata has different treatment, Amvata has different treatment, Dushivisha has different treatment and Vishtabdha Ajina has a different treatment. And in all these four, almost presentation will be same. See, Sandhigat Vata patient will be having knee joint pain, Amvata patient will be having knee joint pain, Dushivish patient will be having knee joint pain and Vishtabdha Ajina patient will be having knee joint pain. So now it's our duty being an Ayurvedic physician to make a differential diagnosis. So this is the main part I wanted to share today. So this might help in the clinical practice. So we will see all these four one by one. So Vishtabdha Ajina. So in a sedentary lifestyle, or the people, or the these people living in the urban area, most of them having Vishuddha Ajinna on the daily basis. We must ask in depth about their history, about eating food, passing stool, and passing tattoos, everything. So Madhav Nidana says, Madhavkara in Madhav Nidana says, Vishuddha Shulam Atmanam Vividha Vata Vedana. Mala Vata Pravruttishtha Stambho Moha Anga Pidanam. So the main feature of Vishuddha Ajinna is there will be obstruction in the passage of stool, there will be obstruction in the passage of flatulence. So the person affected with Vishuddha Ajinna, that is caused due to Vata Dosha, will not be able to pass stool as well as he won't be able to pass a flatulence in a day, not even one time. So in majority of the patients, just by doing the treatment of Ajinna, that is Vishuddha Ajinna, they feel very good improvement, and that will be long-lasting relief in their pain and stiffness without giving any treatment for vata, without using any vata or aushadhi like tela, gugulu, anything. We need not to use those things if patient is suffering from Vishuddha Ajinna. So how to diagnose Vishuddha Ajinna if patient comes to us? So is the main features of Vishuddha Ajinna. So there will be obstruction, or patient will not be passing flatulence, is the major cause of sudden rise in pain and stiffness. So upon review is getting pratilom gati and getting lost in the asthi dhatu, because there is a khavikuniyata, or it is a very weak part in the body to get a disease. Now history taking is very important. When patients come to us, we must ask about the frequency of flatulence passing. So, for example, the majority of the patient of joint pain, if we ask about how frequently you are passing flatulence, so most of the patient will say, we are not passing flatulence even one time in a day. So it is very clear. And when you ask them, they will say, no, yes sir, when I pass flatulence frequently all the day, I don't have pain, I don't have stiffness in the joint. But the day when I don't pass flatulence even one time, I will have very much stiffness and very much pain in the joints. So this is clearly interconnected. The patient passing flatulence regularly won't be having that much pain, stiffness in the any joints. The patient not passing flatulence even one time in a day will be having more stiffness, more pain, more swelling, or reduce this movement in the joints, and also crepitus. So this will be the main point, and this is the main thing which I practice in my patient. Whenever the patients come with the pain in anywhere in the body, not even just joints, pain in the muscles also, Vishuddha Ajinna is the main culprit in more than 50% cases that usually we forgot to ask about. So this is what I feel very much important in the history. So without doing any vata, this arm vata or sandhigat vata treatment, we can give relief to the severe joint pain and stiffness if the patient is having Vishuddha Ajinna, and if we do the treatment for the same. So I will repeat the same thing. In majority of the patient, just by doing treatment of Ajinna, they feel good, long-lasting relief, and also the pain and stiffness will aggravate with the symptoms of Ajinna caused due to vata dosha, that is Vishuddha Ajinna. Apanvayu avrodha, that is obstruction or not passing the flatulence, is the major cause of sudden rise in the pain and stiffness. So in this, vayu is getting pratilongati and getting sthan samsraya in asti dhatu. So history taking becomes very much important task in making differential diagnosis. So we must ask about frequency of flatulence passing. Patient will say that the day they don't pass flatulence, the pain and stiffness will be more, and the day when they pass flatulence frequently, they feel good in the joints in terms of pain, stiffness, swelling, and crepitation. So I think this is clear for everyone. And now if the Vishuddha Ajinna is there, what we will see? So in such case where there is an obstruction in passing stool and flatulence, Pipalyadi Anuvasan Tailam is the best choice, and this can be used orally as well as Matra Basti, or we can give in Anuvasan Basti as well as in Niru Basti as a Sneha Dravya. So Pipalyadi Anuvasana is classically indicated in Arsha Chikitsa and Sarak Samhita, where the Phalasruti or the main indication for Pipalyadi Anuvasana is that if the person is having obstruction in passing stool, or the person is having obstruction in passing flatulence, then Pipalyadi Anuvasan Taila should be used. So if we give just Pipalyadi Anuvasan Taila in initial stage of this joint pain, all this condition, chances are very much high that majority of the patient will have good relief in their joints. And they should only take care of their bowel movement and flatulence. They should pass both regularly and frequently. There won't be any issue in the any joint. This is my take on wisdom the agenda, differential diagnosis in the pain in the joints. Now, you see this. So in India, mosquito bite is a very common thing, and most probably in many countries of the world as well. So if the patients comes to us and complaining about pain in the symptoms that mimics with the osteoarthritis or sandhigat vata, if the complaint is just about a patient saying that I am having this pain since just 15 to 20 days or 1 month, and before 1 month I was completely okay, but suddenly one day I got pain and inflammation and stiffness all over the body. So chikungunya is very common in India, and majority of the practitioner have seen this case. In chikungunya, after a mosquito bite with fever, patient have severe joint pain and everything. And even after taking treatment of chikungunya, patient have the pain and everything for years. And in that, we must do a wish chikitsa. If we do sandhigat vata chikitsa or aam vata chikitsa in those cases, we may not get the desired result, because we must do the nullify the effect of fish caused due to the mosquito bite. So, for example, chikungunya virus infection, we all know. So, majority of the patient with chikungunya complain joint pain, all the symptoms with osteoarthritis or aam vata or sandhigat vata. But if we treat chikungunya patient on the line of aam vata treatment or sandhigat vata treatment, chances of failure is very, very much high, because the samprapti is made out of visha. But in aam vata and sandhivata, there is no role of visha. At later stage, there is a role. Aam visha, sandhigat vata, aam vata will happen. So in this type of cases, we must do the treatment of dushivisha only. There is no need to use any vata shamaka dravya like gugur or rasnadikva, or I think not required. So very simple treatment, we can give patient a shirish siddhajal, medicated water prepared from shirish, because shirish is vishaknanam. Then we can give Dushivishari Gulika, Bilwadi Gulika, Shirish Panchang tablet, or any Vishagna medicine we can give. So just by doing this treatment, Shirish Siddhajal, Bilwadi Gulika, Dushivishari or Shirish Panchang tablet, patient get 100% relief. So there is no need of using Vatahara medicine in all the joint pain and this thing. We must first rule out that among these four conditions, which patient is having. So I think this is very easy to understand like that. Next, Amvata. This is very common words which Ayurvedic physician have in their mind. So Angamarga, Aruti, Aruti, Sa Trushna, Arlasa, Alasya, Gaurava, Jvaraha, Apakaha, Sunata, Amvatasya, Lakshanam. So this is the typical feature. Unless and until patient don't have these symptoms, we cannot label any patient as aam vata patient. So there will be pain in the different body parts, loss of appetite, thirst, laziness, heaviness in the body, fever, irregular meals. And the swelling in the body part. So this is the aam vata feature. So if these things are there in the patient, then only we should start the treatment of aam vata. And also again, in the aam vata patient, we must rule out the chances of Vishtabdha Ajina. If Vishtabdha Ajina is there, then initial 10 to 15 days, we must do the treatment of Vishtabdha Ajina, and chances is very much high that majority of the complaint will subside by just doing the treatment of the Vishtabdha Ajina. Now, sandhigat vata. When we read Charaka Chikitsa, Vata Vyadhi Chikitsa, different place, if vayu getting loss, they have described very beautiful explanation. In that he has described when vayu is getting lost in the sandhi, it is called sandhigat vata, and the symptoms are vata purna atisparsha shotha sandhigate anila prasarana kunchana yoho pravruttishta savedana. So there is a three main feature, and this is compulsory to diagnose a case with sandhigat vata: all joints pain, all joint swelling, all reduced mobility or reduced joint movement is not sandhigat vata. There must be compulsory crepitation should be there, swelling of joint should be there, and there will be a painful flexion and extension, unmesh and nimesh. The painful joint movement will be there. Unless and until patient is not having all these three things, we cannot label it as sandhigat vata. So these three are the main features of sandhigat vata, whereas in aam vata, patient will be having fever, or generally you can say patient will be having symptoms along with ama. You can say thirst, aruchi, loss of appetite, trushna, that is thirst, gaurata, that is heaviness in the body, fever, these all are the ama lakshana. So ama and vata together making disease aam vata. So this is different totally entity. In this ama pasana should be there in the initial days. We can give musta siddha jal because it is the best aam pasana medicine, or we can give chitrakadi or dipani or pasaniya. So once the dipan pasana or we make the nirama condition in the patient, most of symptoms will be again reduced, and also with vishuddhajina treatment. So aam vata, there will be the features of ama like the fever, thirst, loss of appetite, heaviness in the body. Whereas in sandhigat vata, you can see these three are the main features. Movement of joint will be with noise, or we can say crepitus. There will be painful flexion and extension. So I think this is very clear how to diagnose these four things differently, very quickly in our patient when they come to OPD. Whether it is vishuddhajina, we should treat based on vishuddhajina guideline. Whether it is dushivish, we should treat them on dushivish chikitsa. If it is aamvat, we can treat as aamvat protocol. If it is sandhigat vata, we can treat them as a sandhigat vata protocol. So what can be the treatment in this sandhigat vata? So main treatment here I have focused is sandhigat vata or osteoarthritis. So of course it is due to vata prakopa sankocha parvanam stambho. So vata prashamanam will be the main goal of treatment, along with brumhana and poshana of asthi dhatu, because asthi dhatu kshay will be there in coming in the due course of time in this disease. And what we have found is we don't use compound medicine this type of case, but we use the single herb or the combination of just these three four drugs: shalaki, nirgundi, parijat, punanava and shuddha gugul. So these five things is enough to tackle down majority of the cases of osteoarthritis. So all are having shotavna effect, vat shamak effect, so it will reduce the, it all has anti-inflammatory and pain killing effect. So, in my practice I don't use other quats more. I use only maharashtradi quats, and balamul and eranmul quats I use more. I just use a simple just a single balamul, fresh this root of bala, dried root of bala, and also dried root of aranda or castor plant. So this in most of the vata vyadhi I give, not only just sandhigat vata, even snayugat vata, indriyagat vata, akvashayagat vata. So all the vata disorder, this vata is mainly I use balamul quat, eranmul quat and maharashtradi quat, and use of Hritakalpana. So this is the main thing I think which we are lacking in our prescribing the medicine. So we see very few Vaidya prescribing Tailakalpana or Hritakalpana to the vata vyadhi patient. So we must our prescription must have any one medicated oil or any one medicated ghee orally should be given, because there is too much ruksha in the joints. So that ruksha is so much that the tarpak kapha or the this kapha which is located in the joint space, what modern science called synovial fluid, the vata is so much aggravated that it dries up the everything there. So we must restore the sneha guna or the tarpak kapha or sleshak kapha there. So to fulfill that, we must give the similar thing like sarvada sarva bhavanam samanya buddhi karanam. So all the vata vyadhi patients, specifically the sandhigat vata or osteoarthritis patient, we must prescribe any one fatty media medicine, either medicated oil or medicated gruta. So in my practice I use panchlikta gruta more in all the aam vata or the sandhigat vata or osteoarthritis patient, and rasnadi grita also I use. There are many other Gruta, Dashmula Gruta, you can use Panchik, Aragvad Mahatikta Gruta are there, so those can be used. Panchkarma is the ultimate weapon to tackle all the chronic Vatriyadi, including the osteoarthritis. So we have a thumb rule principle in the treatment of Asthi or Sotodusti. That asti ashrayana vyadi nam panchakarmani cha veshajam vastiya chira sarsipi tiktako upahita nicha. So when the asti vaha shrotas is getting affected and due to this a disease is there, then we must give a vasti with tikta rasadravya. Okay, tikta chira vasti is there, panch tikta kvath we can give. So in short, tikta rasadravya we must use when there is a asti vaha shrotas is there or any disorder of bone and bone marrow. Bitter taste herb, it is must in the prescription. So, Astikarma, mostly in chronic disorder, chronic this thing we use, and there is a more involvement of joint. So, mostly we give classical basti only, that may be yog, karma basti, yoga basti, or kala basti. We can give matra basti also, and sthanik basti, as we all know, janu basti and kati basti. But one thing we must keep in mind before doing sthanik basti, the patient should be niram avastha. There should not be a ama present in their joints like heaviness or the gauravata, jwara, rillasa, trushna. In amvata, when these symptoms are there or the samavata are there, then I think we should not go for sthanik basti. And instead, if you want to do external application, then we can use ruksha shveda when there is ama is present. And Anuvachan and Niru Basti, I think Sautinya madam has beautifully described this thing, material for this Anuvachan and Niru, Makshikam Lavanam Sneham Kalpam Kvatham Mithikramat. So those principles we can adopt, and for more detail about what kind of material to be used in what kind of patient, one can refer Siddhi Sthana of Charak Samhita, where he has described many varieties of Basti for a specific disorder. Now, use of Sandhani Dravya or the Sandhani Mahakachaya, where tissue damage is there or there is a degenerative pathology, Sandhani Dravya use is compulsory. So, we all know Sandhani Dravya are the herb which having promoting effect, or it unite or it binds together. So, Sandhani Mahakachaya in Charak Sutra 4th chapter we have Madhuka, Madhuparni, Krishnaparni, Ambastaki, Samanga, Mohatras, Dataki, Lodra, Priyambu and Katfala. So there are many pharma companies nowadays, they prepare a tablet from this gana. So Sandhani Mahakashaya tablet is available in the market. So this we have to use when there is a cartilage loss is there, there is a degenerative pathology is there, there is a ligament tear is there, mostly anterior crucial ligament and posterior crucial ligament or meniscal tear are there. We must use this. Along with this, if extensive damage of the tissue on and around the bone is there, then we must add Gandha Tailam and Lakshadi Pupul. And of course, in chronic conditions, Suvarna preparation can be used, and Suvarna Bhasma tablet we can use, Bruhatva Tintamani Ras we can use, if diabetic along with this Amvata or Sandhigatvata, diabetic patient is there, Suvarna Vasant Malini we can use. So there is a lot of option available. But Suvarna plays an important role when patient is bedridden. He cannot move or complete stiffness is there. Suvarna helps very much in those conditions. So I think I have cleared the practical approach in differential diagnosis and the basic approach in the selection of this thing. And thank you.
Well, thank you, Dr. Rajnikant. Fantastic presentation there. So following Dr. Saujanya's presentation, so in fact, to sum up both Dr. Saujanya's and I would request both to come on the camera so that we can have a discussion and take some questions. So Dr. Saujanya's presentation was introduction of Chanubasti and introduction of Sandhigata Vata, and also the topic of today, and also various modalities of treatment which were used in that particular case which was handled. So like skillful use of external and internal therapies, so Janubasti, Yoga Basti, and also Anuvasana Basti. So there the Yamaka was used, we'll come to that, Kshirabala Taila, and Panchatikta Gugulu was used, in fact. And very good medicines like Trayodashanga Gugulu, Ashwagandha was used, we'll come back to that. Anuloma was given, so quite understandable. Mahanarayana Taila, and so a lot more. So coming to Dr. Rajinikanth's presentation, again, the differential diagnosis was touched upon. So Vishtabdha Jirna was a game changer there. So probably our youngsters who are into the practice should also consider these things which are not typically discussed in the differential diagnosis, like Vishtabdha Jirna. So that was one, and Dushi Visha was one. We know Dr. Rajinikanth's favorite topic, Dushi Visha. So we'll touch upon that. So he also uses lot of Visha Aushadhas in many chronic conditions. So Sandhigata Vata and Amavata was there. So the differential diagnosis and stressing upon the Pipalyadi Anuvasana. So which is mentioned in the Arsha context, use of Sirisha, Dushi Vishara, Dushi Vishari, and also the Bilvadi. And mainly pointing towards the single ingredients like Shallaki, Parijata, and other things. Why he used only Balamula and Irandamula, and only a few things without complicating too much. So see through the prescription of Dr. Saujanya in the case that was handled, and see the small prescriptions which Dr. Rajinikanth gave in his presentation. This is exactly what we knew, what we need in the clinical practice. This is exactly what we need to teach to our students who graduate, because there are quite number of options. Dr. Rajinikanth rightly mentioned that there are so many other medications, but these are my choices. So probably that comes with the practice and also with the yukti, why I'm using these formulations. Time and again, we have been discussing, there should be a rational reasoning behind the use of each and every medicine in a given condition. Okay, so we will exempt the cases where that particular medicine which we definitely want to use is not available, and we also need to have a plan B. So in fact, both are wonderful presentations. Dr. Saujanya, so what about, how about using Kshirabala, Taila, and Panchatikta Gugulu? Very simple formulations, still effective. You used Yamaka there. So what was the combination, like equal proportions, or you preferred Taila more than the Gruta, or Gruta more than the Taila? And so how does that have a superiority on using either a Taila or a Gruta?
Sir, here in this particular case, I had used in equal quantity of 40 ml of both of them to Kshirabala Taila. Mainly, and in this particular case, it was Shula predominant, where degenerative changes were very evident and X-ray changes. So in keeping mind the Astivaha Srotho Vikara and a Sandhigata Vata, as in a combination Kshirabala Taila, which is Balya Brahmana, and also which acts as Shulahara, PTG has been used in combination. To be very frank, this Yamaka Prayoga I had learned from my guru, Prashant Gokhale sir, in my Koppa college. So there, the combination of Gruta and Taila in many disorders has been taught by yourself. I want to quote your name also, even Prashant Bhatt sir, where most of Yamaka Prayogas have been used there. So based on that Guru Shishya Parampara, I'll still practice that combination, where I get much more results than practicing a single Taila or Gruta in Basti Prayogas.
Thank you there, Dr. Saujanya. So again, coming to Dr. Rajinikanth again, yeah, so this Vishtabdha Jirna, Dushi Vishari, yes, you have been telling in your presentations, in chronic conditions, we need to see through the Visha concept, and Vishtabdha Jirna came as a surprise, I think, today in the presentation. The unsung hero of today's presentation, we can call Vishtabdha Jirna as. So generally, yeah, it makes a big common sense in looking at these different forms of ajirna, which have been mentioned. So generally, ajirna is equal to indigestion, etc. So we finish it off as simple. And vividashta vata vedana, so what you mentioned, and similarly in the vidagdha ajirna or amajirna, whatever we can see. So how they are contributory to the big spectrum of diseases has been mentioned at the last. We lose on those small detailing. So that was a wonderful aspect there. And Sandhaniya, yes, I definitely loved the use of Sandhaniya. Yeah, so what is how to identify the presence of Dushi Visha? So just, this is a question. You explained this in your previous presentations. To sum it up, how to look at Dushi Visha in in a joint disorder, so when we are getting, so you have mentioned that in your slides. To sum up in brief so that our participants can understand. So when we sit in the diagnosis, we have a patient in front of us. How to identify the Vishalakshanas in them? Are they more theoretical, or do you have some small tips to identify quickly?
Very easy. I already told. See, patient of Sandhigat Vata, Aam Vata, they will be having long history. So not fixed day, they can say, till this date, I was completely all right. Next day morning, I got all this issue. So when a patient had a history of this, even malaria also, there is many long-term pain will be there, dengue, and mostly the chikungunya. Let's talk only about chikungunya. So patient will say, sir, till 38th of the March, I was not, it was completely all right. From 1st April morning, suddenly I got my body completely stiff, and since 15 days, I'm like that only. So he was completely all right. Within a one night, next day morning, he was bedridden completely due to the stiffness, and doctor already diagnosed chikungunya, or we can also diagnose chikungunya. We should take history also, whether you got you travel to any area or you live in any area where the mosquito bite, you got more. Patient will say yes. After mosquito bite only, I got little bit stiffness like that. And one more thing, when there is a dushi visha, pain will increase only in the specific time. Patient is taking day sleep, pain will increase. There is a cloudy weather, rain is there, pain will increase. So it is very simple. If Aam Vata or Sandhigat Vata patient also comes to us and they will say, sir, I don't have anything in the summer. The day the getting from too many, I get stiffness and pain. Dushi visha. It is 101% dushi visha. Patient have in weather, too much rain is there, winter is there, temperature getting down, pain increasing, stiffness is there, 101% dushi vish, because it is their symptoms. Because dushi vish is called dushi vish because it gets vitiated by these symptoms like day sleep, ajirna, cloudy weather, this thing, shitabu yukta vatavaran. So I think very easy to detect pain is due to dushi visha or pain is due to ama in their body. So I think very clear.
Nice. Thank you there, Dr. Rajnikant. So I think that clarifies many things. It's a general notion to consider vata rakta or vata shonita into the category of discussion of joint disorders. This question is to both of you, Dr. Rajnikant and Dr. Saujanya. What's your take on including that, because it's again a broad spectrum condition, vata shonita. Should we consider it while discussing in the differential diagnosis of sandhigata vata and ama vata, etc., or should we exclude? What's your take on this topic?
I think madam should say first.
So vataja vata shodita can be considered as a differential diagnosis, but I don't think so pittaja kapaja or gambhira vata rakta can be considered in purview of sandhigata vata.
Okay, thank you for a short and crisp reply, Dr. Srikanth.
Yes, same. There is a variety of vata rakta. Vata rakta, of course, it may be a little bit we can compare with this thing. But it is a very dangerous disease, vata rakta. What we are seeing, the metastasis of cancer, that is vata rakta. If we read the Uthan Avastha of Vata Rakta and Gambhir Avastha of Vata Rakta, Acharya Charaka mentions that there will be a necrosis of bone, necrosis of cartilage, necrosis of muscles. So this is very dangerous, this thing. And I think Vataja type may little bit can correlate with Aam Vata or Sandhigat Vata, but Vata Rakta is a very dangerous presentation. And most of the cases of cancer metastasis can be taken up as a vata rakta.
Okay, thank you there for both the replies on vata rakta. A small portion of vata rakta shall be, again, as I said, vata rakta is a broad spectrum.
We can take it as aam vata or sandhigat vata.
Right. So again, it's a broad spectrum topic. So many things get covered in vata rakta. So that's, thank you for those replies. So we'll take some questions from the question box as we keep discussing. Kavita Agarwalji's question, let's take first. For how long pipalyadi tailam, I think it is for Dr. Rajnikant. for how long people at the tail end for anvasana vasti and internally, so both should be taken. What is the good time of the day to take it internally?
Anvasana vasti we can give for 20 days or 25 days, then we should ask patient to stop for 7 to 10 days, then we should assess whether he is passing stool frequent normally at least one or twice a day, whether he or she is passing flatulence frequently daily. If yes, we can stop it. If not, then we can continue more. But Matra Bhasti we can give, there are some patient of mine, they are taking Matra Bhasti since 2 or 3 years daily. So there is a higher range not there. But we can to stop in between and see.
Okay, so from 3 years or 4 years, that's very interesting you mentioned, Dr. Rajnikant. Is it like on a daily basis or do you give intermittent space?
Like? Maybe in 7 to 8 days continue, then one day gap, then like that.
So like that they have been taking for like 3 to 4 years?
Yes, many. Recently I said that multiple sclerosis case, that I think more than 1 year of Matra Bhasti.
Okay, so that's really interesting. So we'll take up that in another episode. Thanks for clarification there. So there was also a related question there in terms of pipala adi tailam. Should it be taken internally, and if internally, what is the right time to take?
Yes, generally I give after food with warm water.
Okay, after food with warm water. Are you looking at vata kala? So like a dinner or?
No, I generally don't look for all this medicine time. I generally give morning, evening after food. Only kwatha before food.
Okay, thank you, sir. This question again to both Dr. Saujanya and Dr. Rajnikant. So, in both of your cases, one thing was very common was the use of Janu Basti. Dr. Rajnikant also mentioned Kati Basti. So, these are very popular oil pooling methods. So, where the medicines are kept in contact, so with the painful joints or the spine for a particular time period. So since Dr. Rajnikant right now mentioned about the vasti being given for 3 to 4 years, so like a prolonged time, and also in MS case for one long year, are there any patients who question that can we carry this because it is really effective and it is helping us in the joints? Why 7 to 10 days you people are doing? Can we do it at home? So, or can it be extended for a pretty long time? So, generally, we see that is it due to the stipulation or the protocol, or so whatever reasons we are fixing it 7 to 10 days, or can it be done for an extended period? So, like in chronic degeneration and to improvise more rather than keeping it for 7 to 10 days, an extended period. So, what's your take on this?
Sir, to be very frank, IPD basing in the hospital IPD setup, 10 to 15 days are more days that patient can afford to be in IPD. If it is chronic cases, surely we can continue for months together. But doing that Janu Bastas, particular how we will put the dough and do it, it is quite difficult for patient initially because the oil may pull out. So that should be thought to patient, and surely it can be continuous.
It can be continuous. Dr. Rajnikant, so what's your take on this?
Yes, it can be continuous, but if you want to give prolonged treatment, then better to give internal, maybe Matra Bhasti. Because unless and until we don't control Vayu in the Pakvachaya, we are not going to gain anything positive.
Anyhow, we ask the patient to use something externally, as Dr. Saujanya had prescribed the Mahanarayana Taila to be used in the follow-up. So that can be done. Thanks there. And Kajalji's question, same applies for dengue-induced joint pains also, sir.
So that is also kit wish, because something is mosquito injecting in our blood, which our body is reacting with it and causing the symptoms. So of course, it is to be treated with this Vish Chikitsa only. We should not give painkiller or I don't think that Ubulu and this thing will work that much. But if we give Dushi Vishari or Vilvadi Gulika in such case, good results will be there. even in malaria, any other mosquito bite, after mosquito bite, anything pain, stiffness in joint is there, means it is we have to take all these chickens.
Thank you, Dr. Rajnikant. Well, since you have been mentioning this Visha and Dushi Visha and other things, can we consider your Dushi Visha prescriptions, or considering the case as a Dushi Visha, some medicines like maybe Shirisha or Dushi Vishari can be administered in a case of Amavata, etc. So because Ama also can be considered as a Visha, can we have that as a core prescription with the like disease modifying medicines?
Yes. In Amvata also, Amvisha is there, because in Amvata patient also, the patient might get a sudden aggravation in the pain and stiffness when there is a cloudy weather is there. So anything which aggravates in the cloudy weather is a symptom of Dushi Visha. It is the reference we have in the Charak Samhita. Yeah. So of course, if the Jirna Amvata is there, then we must add a Dushi Visha along with the other prescribed medicine. So that will, I think, help.
Thank you there. And Kalavatiji's next question, I think, also relates to this. In cold climates, many people complain of pain in joints, especially in autumn and in winter. What should be done as prevention? So that's the question here.
So before starting those season, 15 to 20 days earlier, patient, you may advise patient to drink water prepared from Shirisha Siddha Jal. Or if it not convenient, then you may start a Dushi Vishari Gulika, 2 tablets in morning and 2 tablets in evening before starting of those season, maybe 15 to 20 days earlier, and get a experience, and you advise to 2-3 patients and share this in the group also. So
so nice. So like so this is the one of the beautiful practical application of Ritusandhi.
Yes.
Practical application of Ritusandhi that I have heard. What Dr. Rajnikant was telling is just before the onset of that particular season which is disturbing, you can take it as a precaution. So like Shirisha Siddha Jala, like water processed with Shirisha, etc., can be given as a mode of prevention. Other things should be taken care of, the foods and other things. So thank you there, Dr. Rajnikant. So Senior Professor Dr. Madhav Digavi sir is with us. So he has given a good compliment. Very nice methodology of presentation, sir, useful for practitioners. Thank you, sir, for your inputs.
Thank you.
Likewise, we also have Senior Professor Dr. Abdul Karim sir also with us in this particular session. So namaste to both senior professors. And coming to some other compliments, Jai Raghuji, and so I cannot read everybody, so there are a lot of compliments here coming the way. A powerhouse dual presentation. Thank you, Mr. Kari Ayurvedaji. And excellent presentation. What is the ratio of Shirisha and Jala in Shirisha Siddha Jala? Again to Dr. Rajnikant.
Generally, we advise 2 liters of drinking water patient should take, and then 15 to 20 gram they should add in it, and boil it for 10 to 15 minutes. And we don't advise them to filter it. After boiling it, fill it in the bottle, drink that water only throughout the day. Simple. Or you may choose the Shadang Paniya method also.
Thank you there, Dr. Rajnikant. That question was by Sandy G. So coming to Kalpanaji's question. So before taking up Kalpanaji's question, Dr. Rajnikant, how easy or difficult it is that Shirisha will be available?
It is available free of cost.
Mm-hmm.
You know, all this majority of the highway in India having the Shirisha tree. They have in this Gujarat, Maharashtra, Rajasthan, and even in Karnataka, I have seen many.
Yes.
I think very easy if you go out and you may find it very easy.
Okay, thank you. So that may be the question from many, because you have been mentioning Shirisha. Is it easy to procure or difficult to procure? So yeah, it's easily available. So we can get Shirisha from many parts of the geography. So Kalpanaji, in many cases, they say that surgery is necessary since the cartilage deteriorates and the absence of synovium. With these treatments, can it be restored? Thank you so much for your wonderful presentation to both of you. So that's a compliment. And the question is, with these treatments, especially we are speaking about Sandhigata Vata here, so to both Dr. Rajnikant and Dr. Saujanya, this question. Can cartilage deterioration and synovial, like whatever imbalance has happened, can these treatments, whatever treatments have we are discussing in this context, are they useful and can we prevent surgery is the main question. What are the limitations?
Sir, of course surgery can be prevented to the 100% unless and until the Abhigata Samprapti is not there. When there is typically Sandhigata Vata Samprapti or Astivaha Srotas involvement is there, many surgeries we had stopped, many of them will opt us to stop surgery itself and they had got completely recovered out of the pain. So 100% surgery can be stopped. But regarding cartilage and synovial fluid, the things we have to go for further investigations to prove before treatment and after treatment. Probably there we have to take up the studies.
Okay, thank you there. So it also depends on the extent of injury, as you said, and extent of the worsening of the condition, the chronicity, the age of the patient, and a lot more things, the prakrutis, the vikrutis, and a lot more things to be taken. Dr. Rajinikanth would like to throw some light on this.
Yes, it is. I agree with Dr. Soumya madam, Soujanya madam. It is possible in even a cartilage damage. That's what I described in the beginning of the slide. Osteoarthritis definition. There only I have mentioned use of Sandhani Dravya. So Sandhani Mahakashaya, Gandhatel is available, Lakshadi Kukul available. So we have many cases where we have avoided surgery for ligament tear, meniscal tear, this ACL tear, PCLDL. So it is possible, but patients should have faith, trust, and patience for the Ayurveda treatment. So if they are having 60 to 90 days to decide before surgery, then of course we can prevent the surgery of this ligament tear and everything. It is possible. We are doing it in many patients.
Thank you. Thank you, Dr. Rajinikanth and Dr. Soujanya. So again, the earlier you get your problem diagnosed, the earlier the intervention start, the earlier it will be very fruitful. So you can prevent the damage. So very important for Ayurveda student is to know, that is why we teach the Shad Kriya Kala or the stages of the development of disease. So the earlier the disease is and its symptoms are found out. So if these interventions are given at the right time, the further stages of deterioration, further stages of damage can be controlled. The damage control can definitely be made. So get it diagnosed as early as possible. Thank you there. And Shashireka ji's question. So in Sandhigata Vata, AMA symptoms we won't get at all then this can be used as differential factor from each other. So is AMA present in Sandhigata Vata or not? So to keep the question simple.
So usually Sandhigata Vata, the Sama Avastha is not evidently seen, but we can't rule it out because of present lifestyle, what people are following. There may be Sama Avastha where Shrota is very predominant, that we have to understood how Rajinikanth sir said in differential diagnosis, how to get rid of Amavastha or how not. So based on that, we have to understand, we have to treat.
Absolutely. Dr. Rajinikanth, your take?
With madam. So it is not compulsory that in Sandhigata Vata AMA will not be there. But chances are very much high. Same Vishvakta is not there, you must treat it. And Sama Avastha is there, like Shrotha is there, Gauravta is there in Sandhigata Vata, then we must do the Ampasana or we will make. In short, it will be, chances are there. But in Amvata, it is 100% AMA should be there. Then only it is Amvata, because in Amvata definition, half features are given of AMA. That is Gaura Rullasa, Gauravata, this thing. But in Sandhigata Vata, main three feature, not a single one belongs to the AMA. But chances are there, AMA might be there because of the sedentary lifestyle in the urban area. So totally what exactly the Soumya madam said.
Thank you to both of you. So the gist is that there can be overlap of conditions. There is no doubt about that. So we can find such conditions. But very important is to know what is AMA and what are the AMA lakshanas. If they are present in a patient of Sandhigata Vata, definitely they can be taken as AMA symptoms. AMA should be addressed and the treatment of Sandhigata Vata shall be continued thereafter. So we need to try to see. AMA can come at any juncture of your life. So because it all depends on your Agni and the status of the gut, So those things should be analyzed in each and every patient. That's what Ayurveda tells. So there may be overlap of conditions is to put it into short. Dr. Mahesh MP so has complimented excellent. Have a query. Role of considering the joint biomechanics and patient education and self-management strategies in Sandhigata Vata in age-related conditions. So what is the role of biomechanics, joint biomechanics, patient education and self-management strategies in aged people having Sandhigata Vata? Maybe he's speaking about the chronic conditions where patients should try to manage themselves. What is the role of our doctor's role there to guide them? Yes, Dr. Sujana.
Usually in Vartakya, Vata Vyadis are mostly predominant, that too Sandhigata Vata or any joint disorders. Always we have to tell the patient of following the Nityam Kritabhyasa, Nitya Sevaniya Aharas, and not to follow a sedentary lifestyle, because once a person gets old, they start to sit, they'll stop walking. So that minimum movements of the joint should be continuous, and intake of Krita preparation should be what that can prevent, or that can act as prevention in those cases.
Okay, thank you there. Dr. Rajnikant, any take on that?
Yes, I agree with madam, but I would like to add one main thing which we are lacking in the old age. So according to modern doctor, they say people should not eat oil, people should not eat cow ghee and all these things, this will do this thing blunder, all this thing is bullshit. Main thing in old age, people must consume black sesame oil 1 or 2 tablespoons twice in a day, or at least cow ghee in their diet, because it is the old age, Vayu Pradhan this age, okay? And constipation will be there in majority of the old patient. Vistrapta ajina is there, the disease is getting more and more nourishment from the pakvashay, too much rukshta is there, and people not eating any fat, the natural fat in the form of cow ghee or this black sesame oil or whatever oil they are using in their geographical area. So I think if we advise, or if educate community, or if you educate old age people that after this age you must consume black sesame oil at least 1 tablespoon morning, evening, or you must consume cow ghee directly, so rukshta will be reduced, sneha will be given to the joints. And I think with this only, we have seen many old people, after giving this treatment, we don't give any medicine, just we give basti, karma kal, yog basti, then we advise them to please drink black sesame oil 1 or 2 tablespoons twice a day, or cow ghee 1 or 2 tablespoons twice a day. I think this thing is enough to balance the vata in the old age. So this we must teach to the old age people.
Thank you for both your inputs. So, Bahya Abhyantara Sneha, towards the aging process is very, very essential to prevent these vata-related disorders. So, thank you there. So, keeping due respect to the time factor, so we will take the questions quickly, let the answers be crisp by both our speakers, and whoever can take this question from here. So, like, either Dr. Saujanya or Dr. Rajnikant can take your question. So one of you can answer these questions by your choice. Or is it so if we get Ama Lakshana in Sandhigata Vata, we should treat Ama first, then treat Sandhigata Vata? Shashirekhaji's question answered already. I think we had a discussion on that. Mona Bhatji, I would like to know about Vata Rakta condition of gout. How would you explain with this reference? This is a topic out of context, Mona Bhatji. So we will probably have discussion of Vata Rakta in detail in some other session. Thank you there. And coming to Swapna ji, namaste. Last week I came across a person who underwent meniscus removal surgery 15 years back due to trauma. After listening to wonderful lectures today, curious about how do we see this condition? Approach will be Sandhaniya and Asti Dhatu Brahmana. Dr. Rajnikant, I think
yes. So we can give Sandhani Mahakashaya. We advise Sandhani Kashaya in coarse powder. Patient has to make decoction. Then Gandha Taila can be added in that, and patient can have Lakshadi Kulu. Patient can have. Then there is a beautiful external medicine called Bajrang Lepa. It is not a classical one, but it is since many decades in Gujarat. So all the folk practitioners are using this for all their ligament tear and everything. So we advise to mix it with Muruvenna and make a paste and apply on the knee joint if there is a meniscal or ACL or PCL injury is there. Shoulder joint also many ligament tear case coming. So I think you should try to find the Bajran Lake on Google, and you must at least try for 7 to 10 days in the patient of this ligament tear, cartilage damage or tendon injury is there. Tendinosis or tendon degeneration, we are seeing many patients nowadays, especially ladies. So I think this will be the protocol.
Wonderful, wonderful there. Couple of ingredients of Bajrang Lepa, Dr. Rajnikant?
The Sandhani Mahakashaya.
Yeah.
Takfal, Priyangu, Tataki, Lodra, they have. But the brand is very well famous, like anything in Gujarat.
Thank you for yet another clinical tip. So Bajranga Lepa, so we will take it from this particular presentation. Thank you, sir. Kalavati's question, sir, do you mean daily matravasti for like 1 year? Which oils can be used for this? Again, Rajnikant, sir.
That we can decide by taking history of patient, whether he requires oil or whether he requires ghee. So any water pruta can be used or any water tela can be used. Sahasradi, Mahanarayan, Balla, Ashwagandhadi. If you want to use ghee, then Pachtikta ghee is there, Rasnadi ghee. Dashmula ghee is available. Mahasne available. Sakti tel vasamajja. It has all the four sneha. If extensive vata prakop is there.
Well, thank you there, Rajnikant, Dr. Rajnikant. And interesting question again by here, Jai Raghuji. Pippalyadi in Pitta person, will it increase Pitta and how to balance?
No, it won't increase Pitta.
It won't increase Pitta. No question of balancing, so it can be readily given. Alavati's question is, black sesame oil the same as Kalonji oil?
No. It definitely is different. Which I will describe. The best this thing.
Sesame oil is the tila taila, so which is abundantly used by Ayurveda practitioners. Ankita Singhji, I think there is a small case discussion. This one, you can briefly throw some light on this, any one of you. A 64-year-old patient with major fractures in tibia and fibula underwent a surgery 5 days back. On complete bed rest, can we start medicated ghee for ajirna, too much flatulence and stomach pain? So the patient has undergone surgery and has ajirna and too much of flatulence and abdominal pain. Can medicated ghee, gruta, can be used or not?
I think ajirna is there, then we should avoid this gruta. And too much flatulence is not a disease. I have seen many doctors term it as a disease. It is not a disease. If you read the modern medicine book, they have given this thing, approximately 20 to 30 times an adult human should pass the flatulence in 24 hours. It is normal. That's what I told. Apan vayu anulam gati must be there. If person is not passing flatulence, then that vayu is getting pratilam gati and getting lost in the vayu, in the asti. So too much flatulence is not the disease condition. And in ajirna, we should not give a ghee. But better to give us just lukewarm water in the ajirna with dipani or pachani dravya.
Thank you, Dr. Rajnikant. And Mr. Kariji, so I love the many simple ghees I make with different herbs. Ghee is so great. Absolutely, it is great. Thank you for the compliments. And Kalpana ji, so anyone above the age of 75 who cannot have panchakarma, anybody who is above 75 who cannot have panchakarma, can do intake of ghee for maintenance of the joints here.
They must, in this age only, they require ghee, more ghee.
Yes. Dr. Saujanya?
Of course, sir.
Of course, yes. So with both voting yes, so I think we have come to the conclusive part of this wonderful presentation, wonderful discussions as such. So the end of a special episode. So the 50th episode, as Dr. Saujanya rightly mentioned, the Guru Shishya Parampara. So may this keep continuing. Maybe when we reach the 100th or 150th episodes, maybe the Shishya Parampara of Dr. Rajinikanth and Dr. Saujanya also will be presenting, mentioning their gurus, mentioning their gurus in this particular platform. I wish so. I will still be hosting those sessions. So thanks for bringing these wonderful presentations today. So meaningful, so much to learn, so many new things to learn, even from my end. So I personally learned so many things. I have been making my own notes here, as I do in each and every session. A lot of things to learn from the younger generation. So wonderful clinical experiences shared here by Dr. Saujanya and Dr. Rajinikanth on behalf of EasyR Veda Gurukula and team EasyR Veda. So big thanks to Dr. Saujanya and Dr. Rajinikanth Patel. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much for this opportunity, sir. Session sharing same platform with Rajinikanth, sir. That too on occasion of Sri Rama Navami is really blessed. Thank you so much for the opportunity.
Oh, and also mentioning of Bajrang Lepa on this occasion. So all things come together. So next week, so we'll be meeting. So before that, I would like to extend my thanks to all our wonderful participants. The word wonderful I have been mentioning always, because you people are so wonderful that you people keep adding value to these sessions by your presence. That's immense. That's really immense. Thanks from the bottom of the heart for being a part of these 50 episodes, and wish you people will continue this particular journey with us in EasyR Veda Gurukula, or maybe EasyR Veda Gurupoda, which is reaching 150 episodes very shortly. Thanks for being a part of EasyR Veda family to all of you. And on this particular occasion, a big thanks to Dr. Janardhan V. Hebbar, sir, for giving us an easy Ayurveda platform to do so many activities and spread the knowledge of Ayurveda. The entire team, so behind the screen, who is working for Easy Ayurveda, and of course, our wonderful participants, time and again being here for each and every session. So with your questions, making these interactions very meaningful and thoughtful, and time and again, so filling us with enthusiasm to come up with more and more episodes. So actually, I will be at the end of each session, I'll be telling yet another resource person next week. So I would like to announce that next week also, we will be having a session from Dr. Rajinikanth Patel, sir, on a very interesting topic. So we will all assemble next Wednesday here on EasyR Veda Gurukula, episode 51, with Dr. Rajinikanth Patel for discussing yet another interesting topic, the secret revealed on 50th episode about the 51st episode. So until we meet, Guru Bodha, EasyR Veda Guru Bodha coming up this Sunday with Dr. Janardhan V. Hebbar, sir, and Dr. Gururaja, sir, and of course, me. I'll be present in that episode. So thanks to all of you for being here on the occasion of the 50th episode of EasyR Veda Gurukula. Heartfelt thanks again to Dr. Saujanya and Dr. Rajinikanth and all our participants. Until we meet the next time, thank you. Loads of love from EasyR Veda. Namaste.
Namaste.